you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Nightly Pop, your insider guide to tattoo fails and royal sex toys.
Ooh.
Love it. Thank God. Nina Parker, Hunter Mark, hey, Morgan Stewart, all here. Woo! So exciting. Okay, Kim Kardashian got a ton of for not having any color in her home. Oh, my God. So last night, Kim posted a tour of her kids' playroom and proofed everybody wrong.
Well, you guys haven't seen my playroom. So we have our stage here where the kids often have a band, and we have Psalm section over here. North's like OMG dolls. All in here is organized educational stuff. This is kind of Saints area. This is Shai's world over here. You have her ice cream parlor, her grocery store, her washer and dryer, her kitchen. We have this whole organized situation of slime and bubbles, and we have an entire costume section. This is where my kids have fun.
The best part is that they have a play set for what a grocery store would feel like. She's like, you're never gonna experience this in the real life, so have fun now.
I mean, she's like, my kids, I'd have fun in that room. I would dress up in all of those costumes and play with all the slime and glitter.
I don't know about this, though. I have never, ever in my life seen a playroom that has been that neat. Either the housekeepers just came and cleaned everything up. There's no way all those kids are playing in there and everything is still color coordinated.
Oh, no.
I like how you think the housekeepers just came. The housekeepers aren't allowed to leave.
That's true.
Like, they are there all the time.
How do you have children who become normal people with a lifestyle like this?
I don't think that's the goal.
Well, I don't think that's the goal, but they say that, you know, if your parents experience struggle, usually you learn from that struggle and then you grow.
I remember Bow Wow, which I really never thought I'd be referencing Bow Wow. I don't know why this fact came in my head. He said that he had so much money, I think he said by the time he was like 23, he was completely jaded by material things because he just had everything he could imagine. So maybe it will be that they do become really great people because they've had so much that material things won't move them.
Yeah,
you know?
That's a very good way to look at it. Anyway, moving on. In the latest episode of Justin Bieber's seasons, you guys always make me talk about him, we get an inside look at his wedding, and it seems like Justin needed a tad more help, according to other people, not me, with his vows.
In token pledge of our constant faith.
In token and pledge?
Yes.
In token
and pledge.
In pledge.
In pledge.
So wait, but don't you usually, I mean, I have not been married, you tell me, don't you usually do a rehearsal that practices the vows with the, not like the ones you write yourselves, but the one that you go through with the priest?
You do, so that makes it awkward to answer that, but you do go through a rehearsal, maybe they didn't have time. I mean, my big takeaway was Big JK in that video. Are you kidding? Justin Kennedy. I mean,
Justin and Jason, look at that,
our very own. He did want to make sure that he knew what he was saying.
Right.
He wasn't just going along with it, which shows deep intelligence.
Right.
And that's why I'm his biggest fan.
He was confused. He goes, all right, so you want me to say token, but the prenup is still like A-okay, right? Like, we're not, that's not null and void.
So anyway, the models at the Marc Jacobs fashion show were probably not prepped for this.
Did somebody check on Mr. Patty?
Yeah.
Is he okay?
he's not looking up. He's not taking a deep breath.
Did you see his face? He looked terrified. Yeah.
Oh, I know that look. That was when my mom was yelling at my brother, and then she would look at me, and I'd be like, I'm going to count the ground for
them. Yeah, count the
ground. Let's see how much ground there is.
He did not. When I tell you he did not look up.
Oh,
smart man. That's you. She has him trained.
What is the etiquette, you know, when there is a man in a relationship and you guys are in a healthy relationship and a beautiful woman does come by or is, like, very attractive? Like, do you look down and pretend she doesn't exist, or do you just say together, like, wow, she's hot?
I think you say, wow, she's hot. I think this is also obviously a fashion show. This was sort of a spectacle. You're supposed
right.
to look at it. You're
but
supposed
in general,
to enjoy the artistic. I think it really, I mean, it depends. If it's unexpected and the girl, like, also, if she's paid to do something, it depends if it's a girl that's, like, coming into
it. Like,
hot.
If you were just at dinner, would it bother you if your man acknowledged a beautiful woman?
No.
If she was
yes.
blonde?
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's the difference.
It depends what shade of blonde.
See,
that blonde on blonde violence with yeah. Morgan is really real.
It is really real.
I don't want to be in a relationship with someone who I don't think I could have that conversation with. And I have been on dates where girls are like, what do you think about her? And
yeah.
I'd be like, what do you think first?
Yes. Yeah.
And then
so
usually
smart.
They're like, no, be like, totally be honest. I don't care. I think yeah. she's super hot. And then that's such a comfortable place to be.
Yeah.
For me, there are certain things that, like, I feel like I don't have. So when I see it in another woman, I'm more ogly than the guy. Like, I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
know, most of the time I don't care. I think you can acknowledge beauty in somebody and not want to cheat.
Agreed.
He could have been texting his boss or something. Never mind, his boss was sitting next to him.
Yeah. We're gonna slide on over. It took a little while, but Snoop Dogg has finally apologized to Gayle King. He threatened her for bringing up Kobe's past, and then he backtracked, and then backtracked.
Funky dog head bitch. How dare you try to tarnish my homeboy's reputation, punk. Respect the family and back off, bitch, before we come get you. What I look like won't some harm to come to a 70-year-old woman. I was raised way better than that.
I publicly tore you down by coming at you in a derogatory manner based off of emotions, me being angry at questions that you asked.
Overreacted.
I'm happy Snoop apologized.
Me too.
I'm happy. There were parts of the video that I was understanding about, and then when he went a little left and said that she was a bitch and all of that, I was like, Snoop, you look
like
bad
a dog face
that.
Bitch. Yeah.
The dog face
yeah.
bitch. That was a little too far.
Yes.
I'm happy that he sort of redirected that and apologized.
Me too.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
You could tell that when he had an up angle against a blank wall, that's the apology angle.
I knew the apology was coming when in the second video he had on a black turtleneck. I was like, he has on this black turtleneck. This is gonna start something. Cause I think that, like, the visceral response initially is like, it wasn't right, but you understand, like, the wound was just fresh and you understand, like, why someone's upset. But you can express, like, your disappointment in someone
yeah.
and not,
call
and like, Snoop can say that he wasn't threatening her, but to say, like, stop before we come get you, like, you ain't gotta be a genius to decipher what that means.
Right.
And nobody thought Snoop was really gonna come get Gayle King. Like, I don't even know what world that beef would really exist.
Yeah.
I appreciate the fact that he thought about it, and that's what I will say is growth, because I think Snoop 20 years ago would not have apologized. And I think he has daughters, he has a wife,
yep.
and he said in his Instagram post, I talked to my mama.
Yeah, she's the reason that he apologized.
If you know, like, I know, black mamas don't play that.
Right.
You cannot be out in public disrespecting anybody, let alone another black woman, and think that your black mama ain't gonna say something to check you about that situation. There are certain celebrities I talk about that my mama's like, you know good and when you ain't supposed to be talking about them.
Anyway, Orlando Bloom showed off a new tattoo on Instagram, and the internet was quick to point out one tiny little issue. What is supposed to be his son Flynn's name in Morse code is actually written as Friend.
Oh.
How is this still happening? We have Google.
Yikes.
I wouldn't even this up.
I mean, ultimately, you know, like, who gives a I mean, yeah, it's wrong, but it looks cool.
It is cool.
When I first saw it, I thought this is a cool looking tattoo. Are there going to be a ton of people who really know Morse code?
I guess enough, though, because we're talking about
yeah.
He's missing one dot.
Yeah.
That's all he needs to add.
So maybe he can fix.
Dot.
That would be a good tattoo to fix, though. Like, it to cover up something like that or to fix. It doesn't seem like it would be that hard.
It's yeah. one dot.
Yeah.
An R
yeah.
and an L. It's a It's beep, 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 beep.
Okay.
That's L. And
L.
He did beep, beep, beep. That's
Please stop.
R.
That's
so,
for the peanut gallery in the back. All right.
Yeah. Kidding. No!
We have serious news, though.
Oh, boy.
Brielle Bierman.
I don't think this is serious.
It is. Posted this video on Instagram, and the struggle for her is real.
Okay, we need to do something about this because I literally cannot grab my credit card out of here. And there's literally no one out here, so it's great.
Well, I have this problem. I have long nails, and I don't really have it at the gas station, but I cannot feed a meter in Los Angeles.
Really?
No, because you put it in like this, and you pull it. This
How?
Seems real dirty.
How do you do it?
The way that it works is like you're kind of pulling on the number of the credit card because it's indented, so you can pull it out.
So
when
grip.
You need a grip. Gosh, why does this sound so sexual? Anyway, my nails do not allow me to ever pull it out. So I was telling Hunter, I have to always ask a stranger on the street to pull my credit card out.
That's not safe.
And well, no, I wait and I scout. So usually it's always like two older ladies walking together on a little walk, or like a girl with her dog, like somebody I know I could run down on.
Right.
You know what I mean? You know when you're signing contracts and you have the little tabs, you have to put that on the credit card so it's sticky and pull that to get it out.
Oh.
If that's a little hack.
What's the purpose of the long nails if it's so troublesome?
It's like they look good.
Okay.
They look the good.
Okay. All right.
And you can scratch a back. You can scratch a head.
Yeah.
You don't need to tell me twice.
You know, like, that feels good.
Nina, don't. Come on, Nina. This is.
And he's wearing his Hearts for Valentine's Day.
How do you think I get what I want? It's like, can I have? And you just scratch?
Wow. I'm going to go get some long nails.
Don't do that. That's not going to help your cause. Okay, coming up, Nicki and Cardi are causing divorces. We can't make that up. Plus, how to have sex like a royal for just $68,000.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
People try to predict who will win The Bachelor through clues on social media. Well, for the last few weeks, more and more people believe Venmo holds the key to that final rose. Apparently, Peter is friends with Hannah Ann on the app, and they are the only contestants left who have private accounts. So, what do we think about that?
So, the thing about Venmo is if you use Venmo, which a lot of us do, is that it has these public feeds.
Yes.
So, like, if we all go to lunch and we pay Hunter, which we never pay him back, but if we were going to in the perfect world,
absolutely.
We were paying him back, we'd say, for lunch, or, you know, for XYZ, and it gives you a clue as to what people are doing. Well, like, if you paid Hunter back, it's like, say the show ends, and I say, you guys want to go to lunch, and you guys say, oh, no, we have plans. And then 10 minutes later, I see you paying him
on Venmo
for lunch. I'd be like, these went to lunch without me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No, she's paying me for something else.
But also, you can make your feed private on Venmo, too.
You can. So that's a thing. A girlfriend of mine found out that her boyfriend was cheating from Venmo because this girl kept sending him stuff publicly on purpose. So that she would see it because she could see his interactions. So she saw that this girl kept sending him little things with like little messages, and she found out that this girl was doing it on purpose so that she would catch it.
See, this is
Venmo is a shady.
More like Venho's, am I right?
Venho.
Get your together. I do use Venmo, and I never make anything public because that's so weird to make your purchases social media. Like, it's a very strange world we live in. But if I do make it public, it's usually for like rent from my brother, and he'll always write drugs. Like, it's like $1,300 worth of drugs. And I've been getting in a lot of trouble with the police.
I like that. Gordon Ramsay is going undercover this season on 24 Hours to Hell and Back, and he's clearly fooling nobody.
If these start lopsiding, lift them up a little bit.
Look how dry that is.
Yeah.
Can I taste it?
Yeah.
That is bad. It tastes like cough medicine. Excuse me.
Hard to tell which one's Gordon.
Oh my gosh.
I think they should have figured it out when it was a 6'2" linebacker just saying F you to all the waiters. Could have realized it was Gordon Ramsay.
It doesn't look that bad though. Kind of into it. Subtle makeup.
He doesn't?
No, I think he looks like a pretty lady.
What?
Yeah, no.
Wait, what?
Yeah, maybe not. There's a, okay.
He looks just like Gordon Ramsay with a wig on. Like, he looks like they didn't even try. Like, this is really, and that beat is horrible.
Not good.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't try to even contour him or anything.
This is like the white version of Madea. And it does not work as
it doesn't movie. Translate.
No.
So the beef between Nicki and Cardi has simmered down, but it may have caused a couple's breakup.
No.
Oh no! Judge Toler just got to the bottom of it on Fox's Divorce Court.
What actually caused the separation?
The Nicki Minaj and Cardi B beef.
Are you serious about that?
Yeah. I was serious.
I thought you were joking.
He got to my face, Your Honor. We were just saying who was the better rapper? Who started what?
Who started their beef? It got escalated.
Whose team were you on, Cardi or Nicki?
Cardi all day.
And you were team Nicki?
Nicki Minaj.
That's a fancy ass courtroom. Are they getting divorced on a spaceship?
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever had like just a dumbass argument actually escalate in a relationship? I feel like they haven't been together long enough for this to be a thing. But...
No, but they literally are getting divorced on Star Trek set.
it is very
Spock's
spaceship-y.
In the back. How do you know that?
You know, I've had those arguments with friends and with partners. I never get like actually offended with an argument with a partner. Like let's argue all day. I don't care.
Like you're meaning like about a topic.
Yeah, anything. Could be big, serious. I don't get upset in relationships. So I'm always like, yeah, let's debate about this.
Nothing pisses you off?
What do you mean?
No, nothing pisses
you're
me off.
You're such a psychopath.
That can't be. There's no way that you
That's
can't
weird.
Get upset.
I don't get upset because...
So nothing annoyed you about your ex-girlfriend?
No.
You're scratching.
So why aren't you together?
That means you're lying.
No, it means I'm addicted to crack. genuinely, like if someone gets upset with me in a relationship, I just go, oh, you're not going to care about this tomorrow.
Oh, yep. That would piss
that
me off.
That is going to annoy the shit out
you
of me.
You said that?
I didn't say that. I usually do.
It's
a regular thing. I'll go like this. This is why I'm rough in a relationship, because I go, hey, baby, you look so cute when you're mad. I'm just going to go in the other room then if you're mad at me, or I'm going to go buy you something. I'll be right back.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And it just makes it worse.
Do we think this couple's gonna get back together and not get divorced?
Oh, I forgot about these fools.
Yeah.
I think that beef still has a little ruffle feathers.
Mm. Yeah.
Ooh, ruffles. Sounds good.
Ruffles?
Starving.
Oh.
This next story is for all of you antique lovers out there. King Edward's sex chair is on sale.
How much?
The Siège d'Amour, which is French for seat of love, I know Nina, I practice, is being sold for just over $68,000.
Doesn't that seem like they could have just made it $1,000 more? Would have been more interesting.
What? What? 69,000? Oh yeah.
That was pretty good.
Just seems appropriate.
Yeah. Well, let's just pretend it's 69,000.
You know, I have to say, I have found it really difficult to imagine, like back in the day, with all of the layers of clothing and just that they were really this freaky.
Also, why do you need a sex chair?
What do you mean?
Like, what do you need to, what's the...
Why do people need handcuffs or thigh cuffs?
Oh, he got it so he could have...
Girl, do you see this chair?
Oh.
I mean, the fact that a sex chair exists is not odd to me, but the fact that it was created in 1890...
Yeah, they were
f***ing crazy.
Yeah.
So apparently it was so he could have sex with two people at once, but I still don't get how that works on that chair.
I think a lot of things could work on that chair.
Yeah.
It looks like there's a waiting room at the bottom.
Up next, it doesn't get any more romantic than our Valentine's Day edition of Survey Says. If your Instagram ads haven't reminded you enough, tomorrow is Valentine's Day.
Woo!
And no, me and Hunter, we don't have plans. But Nina is going to take us through Survey Says Valentine's Day edition.
I'm excited for this. Okay, so you got to talk about the gifts. So what gift do women want most when it comes to Valentine's Day?
Good luck.
All right, I'm actually interested in this. So A, flowers. B, chocolate. Or C, spa day.
Well, I mean, if you're asking me...
Money.
Spa day.
Yeah, I would also agree. Well, she's locked into spa day. I'm going to go ahead and say chocolate seems like, ooh, that's the right answer, but I assume flowers is maybe more just like everyone
pick
wants.
One.
Flowers.
Just pick one.
You're both wrong. It's B, chocolate.
That's disgusting.
It is?
That's why is everyone choosing that?
The answer is chocolate, damn it. All right, now, what do most men want from their partners? Is it A, electronics?
No.
B, liquor.
Uh-uh.
C, sex.
Bingo with my dingo. C, baby.
I'm I'm gonna go with C, baby.
What is wrong with you?
C.
The answer is C, sex.
Yeah. That just goes to show you how much more obvious men are.
Yeah.
Why can't women be that clear with what they want?
We are. Some of you are too dumb to realize.
That was a little foul with the men only wanting sex. The second place was like men wanting a card. 16% of men want a card.
Cuties.
A car or a card? No, it must have been their girlfriend asking them what they want. Because like if a stranger asked me what I want for Valentine's Day, I wouldn't go,
you wouldn't
I
want
really
a lovely
want a card,
card that's heartfelt?
No, I would be nice, but that's not high on the list.
Fine, all right. Now, we know that it's a cliche, but on average, how many proposals occur on Valentine's Day each year in America?
Whoa.
A, 4 million. B, 9 million. C, 12 million.
I'm going with B, 9.
4 was the base of that?
Mm-hmm. I'm going with B. B's my answer, Nina.
Okay.
I'm going to say 12 million.
The answer is B, 9 million.
Sorry about it. It is a little cliche,
but it happens every year. So apparently a lot of couples prefer to have a chill night in. So according to one survey, which meal did people vote the most underrated for Valentine's Day dinner? A, pizza. B, fried chicken. C, tacos.
C, tacos.
I'm going to go... A pizza.
A pizza is the answer. Woo!
That's a bummer
I'm
for you.
I'm throwing the election. This is nonsense.
So what is that? Are we tied 2-2
yes,
right now?
Yes, it's 2-2. All right, so for those same low-key couples that we were talking about and the question before, what is the biggest benefit to staying in? So A, it's more intimate. B, you can wear sweatpants. C, it's less expensive.
C. It's C, baby. Ooh. Yum, yum, yum.
It depends on who you ask. If it's the guy, it's less expensive.
It's no, we don't have to know the psychology. Just choose your answer.
I'm gonna go with A, it's more intimate.
You are both wrong. It is B, you can wear sweats.
That's so wrong.
There's no way. That's my prime reason. All right, so this is the tiebreaker because you both got the last one wrong. So get ready, don't get too nervous. All right, so for those of you who don't like to be tied down on Valentine's Day.
I do like to be tied down on Valentine's Day, so this is not for me.
Oh boy.
He said dingo earlier. Did you forget that?
He did. All right, well, what percentage of millennials prefer to be in a non-monogamous relationship? A, 12%. B, 25%. C, 43%.
I'm a millennial, right?
We all are.
Okay. I thought you were a baby boomer.
Are y'all gonna remember this?
I'm gonna baby boom you in the head. I'm going with B.
25%.
B, I'm going with B.
All right, then I'll change it. I'm gonna go with B, 25%.
So you're both B?
B.
You're both wrong. It's C, 43%.
Oh, so we tied. What does that mean? We have to go on a date or something? What's the punishment for us?
Oh my goodness.
We both have to kiss?
God, hope you all have a romantic President's Day weekend. We'll be back Tuesday for a brand new show.
Yes.
Bye.